You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Money, need a hearing aid. You're talking about me, I don't see the shade. Switch out my side, I like to get any lane. I switch out my car if I kill any pain. Look what you done. I'm a monster boy.
Hello, and welcome to the first show of Social Connection with Stephen Littles, and I am your host, the one and only Stephen Littles. You will find me here every Saturday morning broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, on Faces of Success Radio with one-of-a-kind interviews, celebrity guests, and current events that I hope will keep you tuning in each week. Today, our guests are the Have and Have Nots, Renee Lawless, Grammy Award-winning singer Anthony Hamilton, TV star and comedian Coca Brown, Dr. Travis Stork, and much, much more. My first guest, the multi-talented Renee Lawless, plays the long-suffering and bitter Catherine Cryer on the Oprah Winfrey Network's number one show, The Have and Have Nots, which returns Tuesday, January 3rd on OWN. We are here with the lovely Renee Lawless. We all know her from the hit smash on TV show, The Have and the Have Not.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what do we have to look forward for the new season that starts in January?
Oh, honey, if you saw the finale, you know,
Catherine kind of had to take care of some business, yes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Veronica's still in the house.
Their work is not.
When we left, you know, Catherine just walked across the floor and walked upstairs, and Veronica's still in the house. So we're going to have to see what happens after that. Because you know when we come back, we never come back 3 months later,
right.
2 weeks later. We pick up where
right.
we left off.
Right.
So that's, I'm just going to say, it's going to be very intense, those first several episodes.
Okay. What's it like working with Mr. Perry?
Oh, my goodness. What a great mentor. What a great friend. He is not only a good teacher, he is a actor's director. You know, with that cliche of saying it's amazing, it's fantastic, it's wonderful. It's all of those things, but more so, I learned from him so much. But he's also very giving. He's that, you know, he's an actor's director. He knows how to speak our language because he is an actor.
Right, exactly.
And he's also very open to our input. And he goes, well, what is, you know, if we're going off in another direction, he goes, okay, wait, no. But he lets us bring our stuff to the table, and he
right.
wants to see what we create.
Now, what are you doing here at the NAACP Theater Awards?
Well, I'm here to present.
Right.
I'm presenting tonight, and I did it last year, and I'm very honored to be asked to do it again. And I, you know, it's my heart and my soul. I love the theater community.
Oh.
It's my background. So.
Really?
Yeah. I started in theater. I was on Broadway. I mean, I got, that's where I, you know, that's where
so
I come from.
So what did you do on Broadway? You know, I'm a New Yorker, so Broadway means a lot to
right.
me.
Well, I was in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway, and then I just prior to the Have and Have Nights, I was 5 years with Wicked on the national
really?
Tour.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, so you can sing.
Yes, I have a master's in voice. I was going to be an opera singer.
You have the name for it.
Well, thank you very much. I didn't go that way, but, you know, it was always, you know, always consider singing and Broadway to be a step in the next direction, so that's
yeah.
what I took it.
And, you know, as my uncle says when he said that my career wasn't real, he says, Broadway's legit.
Yep, yes, listen, theater's legit. Broadway, off-Broadway, community theater, local theater, regional theater is legit.
Now, do you feel that if someone's pursuing a career in acting, that it's important for them to go through theater?
I think so, absolutely. I believe that that gave me a skill set that has helped me now parlay into television. Theater, you have to be able to think on your feet on a dime. You could go out there and drop a line, and you got to be able to pick it up, keep it going. It keeps you awake. It keeps you present. It makes you stay present. Plus, you've got anywhere from 100 to 3,000 people in front of you. So you have to stay present. You can't just call it in.
Right. Well, yeah, she's working, and she's constantly working. Listen to her.
Yes, listen to me. Listen to everything I say, because everything I say is right.
Everything. Everything. Thank you again.
Thank you
again. So now, how can our viewers follow you?
Oh, absolutely. On Facebook, Renee Lawless, and on Twitter, Ms. Renee Lawless, on Instagram, Renee Lawless, and I'm still working on learning that Snap and Chat thing. See, people keep telling me, and I go, I don't know what I'm doing. So, you can find me on Snapchat. I may not always be there. And I'm getting better at Instagram. You know, I'm the old lady. You know,
right.
I got Facebook down, and then somebody introduced Twitter, and I'm like, whoa. And then someone said Instagram. I'm like, people, ain't nobody got time for all this. I mean, I can't, you know. Then they got the Periscope, and then they go to Snap, and then they got Facebook Live, and I'm like, oh. So that's where they can reach me so far.
Okay.
And then I have ReneeLawless.com, too.
Right. Well, let's follow her, and let's tune in January to see what happens.
Absolutely. January 3rd, 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights on the OWN, Oprah Winfrey Network.
Beatles in the city, be back immediately to confiscate the money. Fresh
girl,
wow.
Send flowers, but you said you didn't receive. But you said
Mike
you didn't
Will
need. That girl is a real crowd please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still tryna get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drinking. They lose it when the DJ drops the knees. Getting so cold, I'm not. to explain. I'm a black beetle, cream seats in the Regal, rocking John Lennon lenses, like to see him spread eagle. Took a beer to the club and let a party on the table, screaming everybody's famous. Like clockwork, I blow it all, then get some more. Get you somebody that can do both. Black beetle's got the bass belly rolling. She thinks she love me, I think she trolling. That girl is a real crowd please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get eat. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink. They lose it when the DJ drops the knee.
Two girls look like strippers in they real clothes. A broke, only point me to a repo. A yellow, green hair, real weirdo. Black man, yellow lamb, red like dope. They say they cool on them, just came in through the side though. It's so much money on the floor, we buying school clothes. Why you bring a money machine to the club for? And a pint of lean, pounder, then a kilo. You're a stealth pest, I hate her like a rondo. I upgrade your baby mama to a condo. Like Chapo serving yayo to the gringos. Black beetle club clothes when I say so.
That girl is a real crowd please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old geese. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, binge drink.
My guests for this week's Trash Talk, where we talk trash about current events in the news, are China Doll, host and creator of the hit radio show The Real, Harmonica Sunbeam, queen of comedy, and Nyara Collins, who hosts her own show, Near Waves, here on Faces of Success Radio.
So I am here with my Trash Talk panel. Now, Hollywood lost a legend the other day with Debbie Reynolds, and the day before, you know, her daughter, who was the iconic Carrie Fisher, who played, you know, Princess Leia, she died of a heart attack. The next day, Debbie Reynolds died of a stroke. What did you guys think about that?
Well, this is China speaking up right now. I think it is somewhat odd, but, you know, sad. Just kind of, if you want to say Hollywood, that is a Hollywood story. You know what I mean? For those two to pass back-to-back like that and both having the credits that they do, that's really a Hollywood story. So I think we can look forward to seeing that sometime real soon.
You know what? I was wondering if it had something to do with medical, because, you know, it's like one died of heart failure, a heart attack, the other one died of a stroke. And I was like, I wonder if there was like some of those crazy doctors that was prescribing stuff to them, and they both had, you know, because their deaths are kind of similar.
This is Nyara. I definitely agree with that. I was just about to mention that in comparison to how a lot of stars can't handle the death of their parents or their loved ones very close to them as a whole. And it kind of takes a toll on your mind, your body, and your spirit. In addition to what you said, the doctors prescribing multiple different medications in cases of them in addiction or whether they do need it or they don't, misdiagnosis. So there could be a multiple different variables for her death.
Yeah, what do you think, Harmonica?
I agree, but I also think, I do believe people do die of broken hearts as well, you know. You know, that was her baby, and she just couldn't see herself being here without her daughter being here, you know. We hear about it with elderly married couples as well, you know, when they go pretty much soon. But, I mean, like, a day later is rather quick. I mean, like, that was like, wow, who, you know. But most of the time, usually it's about, you know, a month or so later when one person dies and another person tends to go as well, too.
No, I was going to say I agree with you 100%, especially being that her son said that her, you know, last words was, I want to be with Carrie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't love anybody that much. You know, that's a lot.
Yeah, but it's like you said, when you have that compassion and connection and, you know, even though they went through what they went through in the public eye with her not speaking to her mom for 10 years and all that type of stuff, you know, you got to imagine when they got back together how close they became. And at her age, what was Debbie, like 80?
84.
Yeah. So, you know, a broken heart can take you out.
Now, what do you guys think about, you know, this whole Black China, Rob Kardashian thing that's all over the news?
Well, this is China. You don't have to be a fan to know what's going on because they're all in the news, you know. So
very true. When,
you know, and then with the as far as them breaking up on social media and getting back together on social media, let's just keep it real. That is their life. I wouldn't expect it to take place any other place except for on social media. You know what I mean? That's their whole deal. I think it's crazy how, you know, deep people are willing to put their personal lives out today. But that's what it is. You know, everything needs to be front and center for whatever reasons they feel that's the thing to do. You know, him walking around showing an apartment she took, dream and went away. And, you know, I mean, come on.
Well, now I'm looking now and they just said that he's in the emergency room.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's in the hospital, and they got Black China and the mama at the emergency room. Mm-hmm.
Wow, Black China and Tokyo Toni. Isn't that her mama's name, Tokyo Toni?
Yes.
No, not her mama, Kris Jenner.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow.
When you think about it, Black China is a socialite herself coming from the... coming from being a stripper to becoming a socialite and being involved with the Kardashians, nothing but having all of your business exposed into social media is to come from being a socialite yourself and being attached to the Kardashian name. Take Kanye, for example.
Take him. I mean, go ahead.
Kanye is
I'd like to take him. Poor baby.
So just think about it. Being involved with the Kardashian name and taking Kanye being fresh out of the mental institution and then Black China and Rob being freshly separated, do you really want to be involved with people who have cameras in their face 24/7? Just something to think about.
But, you know, that's a good point. But, you know, that's a really good point.
You know what I'm signing up to once you, you know, swipe right on their Tinder account, you know? So.
Okay.
Well, you know, with Black China was putting two $10 bills in her G string, and you know she followed them home.
That was great.
And
she's a brilliant business person.
And you can't knock her for having her own lash bar, having her own makeup line, clothing line. She has business savvy, but we still can't forget the fact that she's still a socialite with a plastic surgery behind and is with a social media family. There's still positives and negatives to her image as well as just being involved with them, point blank, period.
So, you know, I want to say thank you to my panelists. I want to wish you all a happy new year. And can you all let the listeners know how they can follow you?
Find me on Instagram at H. Sunbeam, Instagram at H Sunbeam, and Facebook under Harmonica Sunbeam, and sometimes on Craigslist.
Hey!
And China.
China,
where can they find you?
They can simply go to my website, and there, from there, they can connect to all of my social sites as well. Just go to therealisreal.com. That's therealisreal.com. Therealisreal.com.
And Nyaira Collins.
Okay, you can check me out on my official website, nyairacollins.com. That's NYAIRACO2LINS. And for social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all at Nyaira Collins as well. And also check out my official radio show, Night Airwaves, every Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern, on Faces of Success Radio.
Thank you, guys.
Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
Hey there, it's your girl, Nye, and I'm inviting you to Nye Airwaves every Friday from 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern on facesofsuccessradio.com. Get the hottest gossip, tunes, and exclusive interviews with the stars. So join me every Friday, 5 to 7 Pacific, 8 to 10 Eastern for Nye Airwaves on facesofsuccessradio.com. Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good.
I recently bumped into the incredibly talented R&B singer Anthony Hamilton, whose latest CD, What I'm Feeling, on the RCA music label, reached number 2 on the Billboard R&B album chart. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Anthony Hamilton. I'm here with the amazing Anthony Hamilton. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm blessed, brother, to be a part of a beautiful night.
Well, I want to congratulate you on your number 1 R&B album.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And, you know, my childhood friend Mark Batson contributed a little something.
Actually, 95% of the album. Mark,
I know.
Man,
I didn't want to brag on him. I want you to.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to ask you, you're an amazing singer. You've recorded several albums. What's your favorite song out of, like, I know they're all like your babies, but what song that when you sing it, you kind of just feel like, I can't wait to sing this song?
You know what? Coming from where I'm from always feels really dear to me. Charlene is for the people. They love it. They championed that song for so long.
Yes.
But What I'm Feeling, singing with the Hamiltons, it's just so many different songs that really feel good to me.
Yeah. I want to ask you, this is going to be a fun question.
Yeah.
What song do you wish you would have recorded originally that someone else did?
I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would tear that up.
I always wanted wings.
And thank you so much. How can our listeners follow you?
You can follow me at AnthonyHamilton.com. You can follow me at Hamilton Anthony on my Twitter. And Anthony Hamilton Official on my other social media, Facebook and Instagram. And I'm on iTunes and everywhere.
Okay. And what's your next single so we can start? Because I'm with a radio station.
The next single is What I'm Feeling featuring the Hamiltons.
Great.
Check that out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
It was a pleasure.
Showed me things that
women never do,
like what it feels like to be loved, what trust looks like, baby, surrendered in your arms. You see, I never knew what real love looked like, what it felt like. Wouldn't be.
Tell me what I'm feeling. Tell me what I'm feeling.
What am I feeling?
Are you afraid of what you're feeling?
Are you afraid?
Don't be afraid of what you're feeling.
Oh,
tell me what you're feeling. Tell me what you're feeling. Are you afraid of what we're building?
Don't be afraid.
Tell me what you're feeling.
One would never know just how you vouch for me, baby.
How do you hold me down?
When I had nothing at all, you came and showed me the world, and I'm forever grateful, baby. You showed me the world. You've showed me real love. You show me what a man feels like when he's covered, baby.
Tell me what I'm feeling.
Oh,
tell me what I'm feeling.
What I'm feeling.
Are you afraid of what you're feeling?
Don't be afraid
of what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're feeling.
No, 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 no.
Tell me what you're feeling.
Tell me
what you're feeling.
What you're feeling.
What you're feeling.
Whoa.
What I'm Feeling, the hot new single by Anthony Hamilton featuring the Hamiltones. Next up, we have a hilarious comedian who for the past 6 seasons has starred as fan favorite Jennifer on Tyler Perry's For Better or Worse on the Oprah Winfrey Network. She was the only female headliner on the recent Shaquille O'Neal's All-Star Comedy Jam live from Sin City, which aired on the Showtime Network, the lovely and hilarious Coca Brown. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the lovely, talented, and hilarious Coca Brown. Coca Brown, how you doing?
I'm good, Stephen Littles. How are you, darling?
I'm great. Well, you know, listeners, I want you to know we won't have a video of Coca because she is on her way to Denver, Colorado to turn out the Denver Improv for New Year's Eve. So, you know, are you excited about hitting Denver?
I am, you know, ready to bring this funny soul food, but I'm kind of more in, you know, ready to go to Denver for my own soul food, but I'll let that stay there.
Okay. So, you know, you were a headliner in the very successful Shaquille O'Neal All-Star Comedy Jam live from Sin City that just aired on Showtime. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, you know, I wanted to ask you, as a female comedian, I noticed, like, you were on the very successful Mike Epps tour this summer, and you just did, you know, the Showtime special for the Shaquille O'Neal All-Star Comedy. But one of the things that I noticed is, like, usually whenever there's, like, a jam or something like that, it could be, like, 6 comedians, but I find that there's usually 1 female. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I mean, I got to keep it 100. You know, comedy, as well as the industry, is a very sexist business. I mean, you know, you've got women who are at the levels of a Scarlett Johansson or a Blake Lively who are saying, or Jennifer Lawrence, that are saying that women are not paid what men are paid. And, you know, it's across the board. It's a kind of a sexist business. And, you know, you still have your naysayers who say that, you know, female comics are not funny or whatever. And there's plenty of very, 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 very funny female comedians. And, you know, I've never considered myself a female comedian. I'm a comedian. I just happen to be female. But, you know, when you're dealing with a business that still sometimes has this, like, you know, sexist undertones, you know, that's kind of how it is. You know, you'll see a tour where it's all men and not one woman, you know, but very rarely do you see a tour of all women. You know, they still believe women can't get along and all that mess. And, you know, we talk about the same things, and that's not true at all. You know, men talk about the same things as well. So, you know, it's just, unfortunately, it's just, you know, the sexist undertones that are still in the business.
Yeah. Now, you're a very successful actress. You know, you work a lot. So how do you balance, you know, your acting career and stand-up, because they're so totally different?
You know, sometimes it can be a challenge, you know, because I've had to turn down some acting things because of comedy gigs and, you know, vice versa. You know, I've had to turn down comedy gigs because of acting gigs. You just have to use your discernment, you know, and pick and choose what is more important at the time. You know, I hate disappointing my fans when an acting gig comes up that I can't perform. But at the same token, you'll be able to see me for eternity on screen. So you sometimes have to make decisions and use that, you know, spirit of discernment.
Okay. Now, you also, you know, you have a very handsome, 4-year-old son, Phoenix?
Yes, love of my life.
Yeah. So, you know, how has that changed your outlook on your career?
You know, it put things in perspective for me. You know, I hadn't planned on being a single mom, but sometimes marriages don't work. But, you know, I put him first. You know, it's difficult now because when he was younger, you know, I had a rule that I didn't spend more than 3 days away from him. But now that he's in school, you know, mommy can't snatch him out for a month or two when she goes to film on location somewhere. But I'm really blessed that I have an incredible, you know, nanny. I have a male nanny that's amazing, that I absolutely adore, who is the absolute best. And he is not only his nanny, he's like a father figure to him. So, you know, I'm really blessed that when I do have to go away for long stretches, I know that my child is very well taken care of and loved and given, you know, all the fundamentals that I leave with him. They're continuing while I'm gone. So I'm really blessed to have an incredible team around me.
Well, what else do we have to look forward with Miss Coca Brown?
Well, you know, I am, you know, looking forward to 2017. Lord knows I'm looking forward to 2017 to 2016. But I'm looking forward to, because this will be the first year that I'm going to actively pursue, you know, other projects, and I'm excited. Right now, in the can, I have a reality show that I did in Italy called Eat, They Love, about three black women who go to Italy trying to find love. That was an amazing experience. I had never been to Italy. Italian men do have a thing for black women. There's no way
right.
around it. it was a fun experience. I didn't find love, but I actually made a couple of really good friends that I can go back to Italy and hang out with. That's going to be coming out on Bravo, hopefully in the spring, and I'm really excited about that.
And in this 2017, looking amazing. You've lost so much weight. There's been such a physical transition with you.
Thank you. You know, that was personal. You know, people think I did it for the business, but that was personal. When you get to a point that you don't like how you look in pictures anymore, you don't feel confident in your clothes, you don't feel good about yourself, and then your health begins to tell you otherwise. You know, I had a diabetes scare a couple of years ago, and that just jolted me because, like I said, I am a single mother, and right now I'm all my son has, you know, until you
right.
know, the university will sit to send me, you know, someone to be a partner. But, you know, it was personal for me, and it wasn't about the business. And the thing is, you know, people are like, oh my God, you're losing too much weight, you won't work. That's a lie. According to Hollywood standards, I'm still plus size, even though I'm a size
right.
12. Still plus size. And unless I'm super duper skinny, and if I am, call my mother because I'm on dope, I feel like, you know, I just had to do this for me to get healthy for me and for my son. And I feel good. It feels good to be able to go in the regular chick size store and buy clothes, and I don't have to just focus on the big girl stores anymore. I can't even shop in those anymore. And it feels good. There's no disrespect to all my healthy girls out there and my big girls out there, because I'm always going to be a fit girl no matter what. But it's just good to, you know, feel healthier and get my body back.
Well, we really look forward to seeing what you do in 2017, and we know it's going to be a lot. Now, you know, I want to ask you before we end this interview, what is your favorite song right now? Because you're going to be the guest who picks the next song that I play on the show.
Cranes in the Sky by Salon.
Thank you, Coca, so much for interviewing with us, and we wish you all the best for 2017.
Thank you, and tell all your people to make sure they follow me. They can just Google me, Coca Brown, COCOA Brown. Don't forget that A on my name, because if you do, you're going to get a porn star, and that's not me. Coca, COCOA. Okay?
Great, and that was Miss Coca Brown.
To run it away, thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone then maybe I could recover. To write it away or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
Away. 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 Away.
Away.
Away.
Away.
Away.
Away.
But it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metal. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metals. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those.
Success Radio, we play the music that makes you feel good.
Hi, this is DJ Big Mark inviting you to Club 976 every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on facesofsuccessradio.com. The show is a mixed show with classic hip-hop and R&B. So join me every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Club 976 on facesofsuccessradio.com. Faces of Success Radio, we play the music that makes you feel good.
With the new year in a couple of hours, most of us are ready to begin our traditional New Year's diet that failed within the first week. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Travis Stark, MD, host of the Emmy Award-winning series The Doctors, has written a new book, Lose the Belly Diet, Change Your Gut, Change Your Life, available everywhere, which teaches us how to eat correctly without depriving ourselves of the foods that we love to eat and helps us keep off the unwanted belly fat that we all want to get rid of. And men, he addresses the correlation between penis size and our guts. So Dr. Travis Stark, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How about yourself?
I'm well, and I just want to tell you your book, you know, it's really coming on time for me. You know, and actually for everyone, because it's the new year, and that's one of the things that everyone decides they want to lose weight. But, you know, your book explains how it's more than just losing weight, because the belly fat battle seems to be like a battle unto itself.
Well, it is. And I think the biggest challenge is it is a good time, new year, new you. But I've always said this, when I talk on the doctors or even in this book, the battle against belly fat, it's one of those where people often lose it because they don't know the right tools.
Yes.
And so in this book, I take a unique approach. There's all this new science out there, and you probably know this now having looked through it, about how these external influencers play a role in whether or not we are able to lose weight. And your gut bacteria is a huge one. I talk about the gut microbiome.
Yes.
And so trying to introduce these new concepts that maybe it's not your fault if you're having trouble losing weight. So let's address this new concept of
yes.
the gut microbiome and how eating certain foods will help you lose weight
right.
by putting these, you know, I call them little buddies,
right.
your gut bacteria to work to right. help you lose weight.
Like, so the size of your body doesn't have anything to do with the belly fat battle, does it?
Well, it's funny because we've often thought that, hey, it's genetics.
Right.
And genetics always play a role in everything in our lives. A lot of people think it's how much you exercise. Interestingly, exercise has very little to do with your belly fat.
I will never do cardio again.
It is very important for this guy,
though. Oh, okay.
It's important for the ticker. So, yeah, we exercise mainly for heart health and overall well-being.
Okay.
What you put in your body, food-wise, that is what dictates losing your belly. So that's why the Lose Your Belly diet obviously focuses on food. It focuses on other lifestyle measures, but by far the number one predictor of losing belly fat or gaining it is the food you're eating.
Okay.
But we're now learning that one of the predictors as to whether or not people are going to easily gain weight, it's the gut bacteria that live inside their guts. And these gut bacteria weigh up to 6 pounds. There's 100 trillion of them.
Right.
And so even generationally in families, sometimes the gut bacteria may be the reason why obesity is running in certain families. But yes. The cool thing is, again, in the book, I try to teach people how you can modify it, how you can modify the number of bacteria in your gut and the types of bacteria. And what's cool is this seems to be a useful tool in helping people lose weight when they previously maybe have had difficulty doing. There are actually all these wonderful tools. Increasing your fiber intake. I recommend every single day eating a probiotic-rich food, and I go through that in the book.
Yes.
Interestingly, these measures in studies, within 2 to 3 days of changing the way people eat, they can start to change the makeup of their gut. And I'm not talking about just the gut bacteria.
Right.
Once you start changing that, you then start to lose your belly. And That's why it's called Lose Your Belly Diet. Right. Change your gut, change your life. Shameless plug right there.
So now, what are some foods that you would recommend people adding to their diets?
Okay, so obviously in the book, I talk a lot about why. I think it's important to know why you're doing something to be successful. Two of the simplest things, the food that your gut and gut bacteria love the most, fiber.
Okay.
Most Americans aren't getting enough fiber in their diets, and so there are a couple simple things that people can do. When it comes to fiber, every single meal, you should try to up your fiber intake. And some simple ways to do it, let's just say you're making chili.
Yes.
Take out some of the meat and put in beans or lentils.
Okay.
You're getting great plant proteins, which are associated with a longer lifespan. They help you start burning fat.
Okay. Now, also in the book, you discuss dirt.
Yes.
Now, I know when I was a kid, you know, we played in dirt. Like, and I'm from Brooklyn, so, you know, we played in dirt. And it was like, you know,
but back then they had dirt in Brooklyn? Because now it's all concrete, right?
Exactly. I don't even recognize it anymore. But it's like, you know, you'd put your hands in your mouth and all like that. And it's like people are so getting so far away from dirt. When I was waiting to speak with you, I saw this woman walking up the staircase with a napkin in her hand so she didn't touch the handrail. And I see that's so common now.
Yes.
And, is the lack of interaction with dirt and germs affecting us as well?
You bring up such a great point. I have a chapter on in the book about getting dirty. I'm not saying that if you're riding the subway or you're leaving the bathroom that you want to grab that door handle and start licking your hands. It's very different. But it's funny because dirt itself, what does dirt have in it? Microbes.
Yes.
And we've grown up now, and especially kids nowadays, it's such a hyper-vigilant cleanliness and hardcore chemicals. And what happens is kids are no longer exposed to these bacteria. Yes. And they're also exposed to these harsh cleaning chemicals and antibacterial soaps. Yes. And it destroys the gut microbiome. And again, we're just now beginning to realize this, but your gut microbiome also has a huge role in your immune system function. Mm-hmm. So kids who don't have as developed a gut microbiome, yeah, they're more likely to be obese, but they're also more likely to develop allergies or asthma. If your kids play in the dirt, grow up on farms, for instance, they are more likely to have this diverse gut microbiome, less likely to have asthma. It's pretty fascinating. So what I tell parents is let your kids play around in the dirt out back. Don't make your home one where harsh cleaning chemicals are everywhere. It's okay. It's okay to use gentler cleaning supplies. You don't have to wash your hands at home every 5 minutes, and you don't have to use anything but normal soap and water. Yes, in the hospital, I'm not going to treat a patient and come out of the room and be like, hey, my hands are dirty, high five. but it's relaxing the standards, letting your – have the family dog, let your kids pet the dog, you pet the dog. And, yeah, you're going to get some of their bacteria and they're going to get some of yours. But, hey, most of these guys, most of these bacteria, they're good for us.
Okay. Well, it's a myth, but I want you to clear it up. More belly fat that a man has, the shorter his penis is. Is that true?
The more belly fat a man has,
yeah,
the less visible his penis is.
See, it's
so
true.
It's not shorter. It just appears to be shorter. And I can't think of a better idea to lose weight.
That's what I'm saying. This for all the guys.
Well, obviously, look, vanity plays a role. But yeah, if you're carrying extra belly fat,
right,
we're getting into some birds and the bees talk here. But yeah, the belly gets in the way.
What would be your number one recommendation of what to remove from your diet to help to lose belly fat?
So people will think that I'm just going to say sugar. Sugar's not inherently evil. Too much sugar is inherently evil. I actually don't believe in artificial sugar, things like that. The thing we get way too much of, refined carbohydrates. And if people do nothing else, go into the cupboards, get rid of the white rice, the white breads, the white pastas, and replace those in your cupboard or your freezer with whole grains. I talk about all the whole grains in the book. There's these new sprouted whole grains. And what's really cool about it is after about 2 weeks, the people in the test group said that all of a sudden their taste buds, the richness of a whole grain is so much greater on your taste buds than this refined grain where it's stripped of all its fiber, it's stripped of all its nutrients. So we are unwittingly in this country consuming tons of excess sugar in the form of white bread and white pasta. So if people change that and nothing else, they'll see a big health benefit.
Really? So everyone, you hear that. Get rid of all the white stuff in your cabinets and, well, like the sugars, the pastas, the rice, all that stuff. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Travis Stork.
Thank you for talking to me. And I appreciate it.
Make sure for everyone that's viewing us online, make sure that here's the book cover. And make sure you pick it up. It's Lose the Belly Diet, Change Your Gut, Change Your Life. And actually, I'm going on this. So I'm
excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. Yeah, and I'm gonna do on Instagram. I'm gonna do pictures every week.
Well, let's after you've had some time on it, we'll talk again.
Okay. For it. Perfect. Yeah, definitely.
I'm excited for your journey,
Dr. Travis Stork.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. The things not worth having, but don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing.
was the amazing Tori Kelly with her rendition of the Stevie Wonder classic, Don't You Worry About a Thing. Well, thank you so much for listening to the premiere show of Social Connection with Stephen Littles on the Faces of Success Radio Network. You can catch us here every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Thank you to my guests, Renee Lawless, Anthony Hamilton, Coca Brown, and Travis Stark, MD, and my Trash Talk guest, China Doll, who you can catch every week on The Real Radio Show, Nyara Collins, my colleague, whose show you can also find here on Faces of Success Radio, and Harmonica Sunbeam, queen of comedy. Make sure you follow us on IG at Social Connection TV, Twitter at SoCon TV, S-O-C-O-N TV. See the full video interviews that you heard today and other gifts on our website, www.socialconnectiontv.com, and subscribe to our YouTube page at Social Connection TV. Check us out next week for more interviews with your favorite celebrities, the hottest music, and the latest news from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas.
You're tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. We play the music that makes you feel good. We have many great air personalities throughout the country and world on Faces of Success. Tune in for the best gospel, R&B, and hip-hop, blues, and rock on your station that makes you feel good.
FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
Jay Michaels proudly presents the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert. Saturday, May 6, 2017. Nominees and performances by GQ.
I do love you, but it's feelings right and the music's tied on the disco ride. Feelings right and the music's
Howard Hewitt. Club Nouveau.
Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time, some time to get away from all these rumors. I can't take it no more.
Radio. And John John of Troop.
To school each day and wait for you to pass my way. And bells start to ring and angels starts to sing. Hey, that's the girl for you. So what are you gonna do? Hey, little girl.
With many more surprise special guests and appearances by Ziola Gay, and special honors going to Marvin Gaye. Tickets are available now. Group room rates available at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California, using our group code, J. Michaels. That's the 2017 Old School Celebrity Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert at the California Education Performing Arts Center, located at 11255 Central Avenue in Ontario, California. For more information and to get your tickets, go to jmichaelsteamentertainment.com or facesofsuccessradio.com. Proceeds to benefit the Cancer Society for Children and Youth Helpers. This advertisement was brought to you by Nye Airways Youth Radio on facesofsuccessradio.com.
I've known you.
10 million never will.